The state health department said more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19. More than half of those who've died are residents or staff members at long-term care facilities in Florida. It's similar across the nation. More than a third of COVID-19 deaths in the United States so far happened at nursing homes. Now Congress is demanding answers from five of the companies that run them. As WUSF's Delina Miller reports, one of the nursing home operators had three outbreaks at facilities in the Tampa Bay region.
Consulate Healthcare is one of the largest for-profit nursing home chains in the United States, and one of the five companies that received a letter from House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who chairs the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, demanding documents on infection control and virus preparedness. Among Consulate Healthcare's 69 locations in Florida, there have been at least 61 deaths and 246 cases among residents. Another 101 employees from Consulate have tested positive for the virus. Nearly half of all the deaths happened at facilities in Brandon, Lakeland, and Bradenton. Clyburn's letter outlined what he called the long-term care industry's widespread and persistent pattern of deficiencies that include chronic understaffing, low wages, improper hand hygiene, and poor disease prevention practices. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.